Love Talk Radio.
Hello, how's it going? This is the host, comedian Organic OK. And we're going to jump right over. Okay? We're going to jump right over it. Deep into it. Okay? And my whole thing is today is Thursday. And we are wrapping up the last day of April. April 30th, 2020. Of everything that's highlighted through your opposition, it's more like seasoning your cabinets in your home. Just something that's extended to your actual platform that's more comfortable, right? Because as you pull these things out, you're accomplishing your very creative space in your mind. I want you to also look deep into your moment. I don't know where you at, but the important thing is, were you actually creating? Were you able to see the journey in your opposition? See, this show program, we are talking about battered men, battered women, battered people as a whole. This show is created around this structure of understanding how did you initially get into the opposition that you actually are going through. You, personally, what happened in your life? What presented it to you to actually take on the responsibility to keep on giving? Giving to this space, well, this actual results is favorable to the actual person that's abusing you, neglecting you, psychologically just pinning you to all these oppositions that's not necessary. You say, maybe, depending on the situation, you say, I didn't ask for this. I'm just going about my own business, and this person is taking up on themselves, or they are taking it up on themselves to bother me. You are, in a sense, you are vulnerable as somebody will put their feet in some water. What does that mean? Put your feet in some water. As you actually presented the actual platform for them to actually be comfortable, you are extending the actual space in you, on how you interact with that person, how you don't interact with the person, how you don't interact with yourself, how you act. Problem is really the problem where you build all the stages, see what you're doing is, you go on behind all the actual backdrops of the problem, and you are creating all the actual steps. This person may be, the problem is like a disabled situation. You're building the ramp, you're building all the platform for the person to get up, and now they got a stage, they got all this. And you gotta, check this out, you need to do this. You're checking the lighting on them, you're checking the soundboard, you're making it all available for them to be creative and be their best. You say, hey, I got a soundtrack, I got this music you want, I got a band, you are a manager, you are this actual investment for them taking advantage of you. Because how are you going about it? How you are going about it, you know deeply in your space, in your mind, what part you actually play in this situation. And we know every situation is not the same. When you look at ingredients to make certain things, the ingredients does get modified, okay? You know personally, going on with you, what is needed for you as this person that's, you said to yourself, hey, yeah, I'm in this part. I remember when I was in the part, my family, I moved over here because, I got a movement and moving ahead and get a better opportunity. And at this opportunity, you're taking the same opposition that you were using against people. Now it's being used against you in an actual situation where there's so many different neons of things that plays at a different altitude based on how you went up, okay? If you went so far up and you see these things, and it's one of the things that people tend to change your life, or the people in a sense are giving you so many oppositions. And once you resolve their problem and the things that it actually created to really destroy you, and you create the solution for their problems, then they try to come back and destroy you again once you create the freedom. Because really, what we're looking at is if we peacefully are becoming better, You don't know who this message is supposed to reach. But the message is for the person to understand, hey, yes, just because this person goes to opposition, they're trying to talk their way out of the problem. You're laughing at the person saying, "Oh, you let a woman do this to you? Now, you said it to yourself, yes, I'm very vulnerable. I don't want to take the route that you took to resolve your problems. But at the same time, you're not looking at the ability that I have. We got strengths in different directions, right? You may have strength in the area that you're covering, but we don't have the same gifts. So you're looking at my gift as this inherent gift that you have, and we're not on the same playing field. So often you get mad at the guy that he's talking about. Yeah, some guys does deal with physical abuse. Some guys deals with mental abuse with the woman. Some guys not just dealing with that woman. They're dealing with women that are like that because they actually made an actual place where those women can actually be rehabilitated. And so, yes, every time that woman crosses a bridge, yes, they step on this particular type of guy's back or this type of situation would actually have a place for this person. But guess what? Once this person get to where they need to be, this person will respect this person a lot more. But at what extent that this person should have to be suffering? Think yourself. If you really want peace and you really want your partner to have peace, to what extent are you creating it? To what extent are you seeing the vision of somebody having peace? Say yourself, this person go out their way, they help you, they're really respectful, they do things that the person that normally didn't even get the opportunity to even see yourself being a voice. Now you're seeing this person and you're thinking that it's your job to be part of this kind of, you know, commentator / you know, reviewer of the men as a whole. As you're going through this, it's not your job unless you're actually investing. Are you investing into that harvest? So the harvest of people that's actually doing the hard work can have an easier, more pleasant way of actually rebuilding and reconnecting without destroying themselves after they help the people that are victims? We gotta look at this. Things in so many narrow perspectives. Are we truly vested into the people that actually are changing, going and doing the homework, going and doing all the things that's necessary for this actual space can be healthy for those? But are we taking it on ourselves, looking at all that individual standing out as they are not important, but they are the key element to this actual result even happening? Let's stop looking at it. We point people out, and sometimes pointing people out is not even, you know, in our task to do. We help. If 10 people helped one person, how many things does that person actually would get? If 10 people came together to help one person, how many more things? If 100 people helped one person, how many things could that person actually get to build, to actually create more of a space that is healthy for others? But no, you said, oh, this one person got 100 things from one person. But you understand that that is something that that person could be helping them and beyond their actual able ability. So we have to look at so many times within being free on how you approach being free. This is Comedian Organic OK, and we're getting to the end of the actual show, and this particular show today was a reduced time. Sometimes when you're dealing with situations with people, it's not always set for you to be at that time because the time is needed at that moment. Even if you come not set to actually have leisure time, but the urgency of what you're doing, once it hits those that meant to hit, that's the important task. We ran into the end of the show. I have a few more minutes to talk, and we were going to starting next week, we're going to start to open up the lines, allow people to, you know, call in and actually listen to the actual show and actually comment on things that needs to be in their life, reflecting how they may have some comments to add to people, you know, because that's really the thing. It's about people that's battered and unbattered. It's about people that's seeing that they had went through opposition And a person that's sitting there thinking they're not battered, that is battered, that not recognizing the denial that they're pitting themselves through, that a person is free, able to connect that to the person that's not free and giving them freedom. And then the person that is transitioning from not being free to being free and open that pathway for others to see different levels to that. There's different levels to actually being battered. It's not all one way as you have been conditioned to see, okay? It's other components of being battered in other capacities, you know? And as we get through this, we will be able to see people's symptoms of what is called battered, right? And we'll be able to see the symptoms of being let free to be unbattered and how that actually affects that person's life. How that trauma and the long term of inheritance of other people's battered life and giving the narrative so many more stories where the person have never seen a free space of not seeing their mind over, you know, extended for other people's stories. So it's so important. We are looking at better moments. I'm saying to you, have you ever freed a free person? Or have you ever became free from a free person? Ask yourself that. We are wrapping up this show. This is the comedian Organic OK. And the OK is spelled a period, and then the K, then the period. Then we are going to slide out of this with freedom. And I want you to understand, when you look at yourself, reflect greater moments for others to see unbattered, freeing battered people as a whole is important. We shouldn't be left unfree. We should be left being free. Free, free, free from seeing free, being free, connecting with freedom. We're going to take care. Until then, everybody, once again, I'm connecting the show, disconnecting the show. The show is seeing the change from the past, being a change for the future. Everybody, take care. Good night. Every time zone, every place, connect for the better moment. This is comedian Organic OK. Take care, everyone.